This is Dr. Jay Corsandi, and you're listening to The Best Night Ever, the show that's dedicated to helping you get your best night's sleep. Over the last 20 years of treating patients, I've worn many hats, including dentist, engineer, psychologist, artist, corporate executive, and more. I've found that the key to success, health, and longevity lies in sleep, and that's why I created this show. I want to teach you how to make sleep your best friend. Join me on a journey to uncover cutting-edge science, life-changing tips from renowned experts, ancient and modern sleep secrets, game-changing routines, and lifestyle hacks that will educate, inspire, and ultimately help you get the best night ever. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. And more than ever, I think we all want to feel a little bit better. And if you're a longtime listener to my show, you probably want to live longer and healthier as well. My guest on today's show has combined the ancient practices and wisdom of Oriental, or aka Chinese medicine, along with modern day solutions like full spectrum botanicals to help people feel better, sleep better, and live a more peaceful life. Her name is Chloe Weber, and she is the co-founder of Radical Roots. Now, Chloe is a mama on a mission to bring the safest and most effective hemp oil to the market. Her first formula, called Remy's Revenge, was created to help her very unique son named Remy, who we talk quite a bit about on the show. In fact, her son has an impressively rare genetic disorder causing global neural delays and catastrophic epilepsy. I was really blown away by her level of dedication to help get her son the treatment that he needed, especially things that were outside of the box and above and beyond Western medicine. As a medical provider, herb nerd, and as a mother, Chloe knew that the current one-size-fits-all approach to hemp was not the most effective way to work with this powerful plant. So she took matters into her own hands, and you'll discover her journey, which has not been the easiest, but has become her passion. In this episode, we're going to discuss her background and training as an acupuncturist and Chinese medicine doctor. We're going to learn what exactly Chinese medicine is and how it may not be what you think. This one's fun. We're going to talk about some of the strange health challenges that we both have had and how we've recovered from them. And like I've mentioned before, we're going to hear her story about her son and the lengths that she has gone to get him the help that he needs. We are going to talk a bit about biohacking, because you know I can always talk about that. And we are going to learn about her sleep routine and tips and tricks that she recommends to help her get some better rest, as well as a quick discussion at the end of the show about CBD in general. Now, we also mentioned her company, which is called RadicalRootsHerbs.com. And I've scored a great discount code for you all. It's best night ever. It's all one word. And that will get you 20% off your first order. Again, that's code BESTNIGHTEVER, all one word, and that'll get you 20% off your first order on Chloe's company, RadicalRootsHerbs.com. And as always, if you want to learn more about me, you can find me on my Instagram at SleepBiohacker or my website, SleepBiohacker.com. I hope you enjoyed the show. We had a lot of fun recording this. And if you have any comments, questions, or feedback, please feel free to reach out to me online, and I'd love to hear from you. Without further ado, on to the show. All right, Chloe, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
So for people listening, we met at a conference a couple of years, I think it's been like 2 years ago, mm-hmm. in Beverly Hills, right?
Yeah, I think it was about a year and a half ago.
Man, time flies.
I know, it's crazy. It's been, 2020 has been like 5 years already, so I think that that's part of the problem.
Absolutely. And it was a conference. It's called the Bulletproof Upgrade Labs. It's all about anti-aging, longevity, biohacking, all of the stuff that both of you and I are interested in. And we've kept in touch online, and you're in LA, so I got excited to find out that you're here and we could do this in person, which is awesome.
And super exciting.
Yeah. Let's start with, I want you to share a little bit more about your background and training and what you do, so we can start there.
Cool. So I'm a licensed acupuncturist and Chinese herbalist. And I'm actually getting my doctorate in acupuncture and Chinese herbs right now. So that's exciting. I also own and am the CEO of a Chinese herb company called Radical Roots, where we combine Chinese herbs with CBD to potentiate the actions. And we make other herbal products that help with a lot of my patients. So that's mainly what I'm doing day to day.
I mean, it's interesting because when you mentioned Chinese herbs and CBD, that's a combination that I haven't heard about. And we're going to get into a lot more about this stuff. Mm-hmm. But before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about you and me. Both of us have had some strange, exotic issues in the past. For me personally, a couple years ago, part of my health journey was I was getting sick a lot. I had a really compromised immune system. I actually got what's called hand, foot, mouth disease as an adult. Yeah, which is, and my daughter got it as well, but she gave it to me. And I was, speaking of like needing immunity, that's the time when I needed it and I didn't have it. Then I actually got valley fever right after that. So, yeah.
Those are both pretty insidious pathogens.
I got slammed pretty hard, and that's what really sparked this whole anti-aging, longevity, all the stuff that I do now, on top of some other things as well. But you had something that's a little bit more exotic than mine. What was that called again? It sounds like Fleischmann's butter.
It was cutaneous leishmaniasis. So when I was 14, I went on sort of like an outward bound type trip down to Costa Rica. Spent 4 weeks hiking, kayaking. It was magical. I came back and had these crazy lumps all over my arm and then on my face, which is cool when you're 14. And then ultimately, after many doctors, I was diagnosed by the CDC as having cutaneous leishmaniasis, which is a parasitic disease that's carried by sandflies. So basically, they inject these parasites into your cells. They reproduce and reproduce until they lyse the cell and then move on.
That
and
sounds
so
like fun.
It's crazy. So I was put on a chemotherapy made of antimony.
Wow.
Which is interesting because then my son, who has special needs, who we'll talk about also, I think, a little bit. But Remy, I did a heavy metal testing on him recently, and his antimony levels were off the charts. And I remember when I was nursing telling the doctors and being like, I think I'm detoxing into him some of the chemo from when I was in high school. And they were like, there's no way that's going to happen.
Wow. Tell me a little bit more about this antimony.
Well, it's a heavy metal that's used in a bunch of weird wiring and whatnot. Mm. But they used it to kill off the parasites when you do it. So it was like a 30-day IV infusion, which like really knocked me out. And again, I was like 14 or 15. So having crazy lesions on your arm, living in Brooklyn, taking the subway.
Wow.
It was definitely a life-altering experience. But I always say that it was one of the most profound and best things that ever happened to me because I learned so much.
Yeah. I mean, I think we all learn from different levels of trauma or experience and hopefully makes us stronger.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've got to evolve. I mean, we're all going to have trials and tribulations and it's never... You know, I always tell my patients, like, we're not meant to really live in this society. Our nervous system isn't equipped for the levels of stress, both chemical, physical, you know,
electromagnetic.
Yeah. So, you know, we have to learn how to adapt and deal with it in the best ways that we can. And I think a lot of the tools that you and I both nerd out on super hard are really great ways to do that.
Yeah. And we'll talk about some of those geeking out on the tools and toys as well and the tech. But before that, so you are a licensed acupuncturist and you have a master's in Oriental medicine. Mm-hmm. Is it Chinese medicine or Oriental medicine? What?
It's Chinese medicine. Oriental has some negative connotations. So it has been used traditionally in our field a lot, but we are actively working to get it out of the field right now. So that's really exciting.
Okay. let's talk about the Chinese medicine because it's something that's intriguing for me. I haven't done a show about this up till now. And I think it's very interesting to share with people listening because I don't know a lot about it. And I want you to share with people kind of the fundamentals, what it's about and how the philosophy is different from, let's say, Western medicine.
Oh, it's so different from Western medicine. So I actually got into Chinese medicine because I was very interested in public health. Oddly enough, it seems like a strange pivot, but Chinese medicine, how it works is it really looks at the underlying patterns of disharmony within the body. So we look at the pulse, we talk to you, or we feel the pulse, we look at your tongue, we talk to you about your digestion, we talk to you about all sorts of different things when it comes to your health. And from that, we come up with sort of a pattern, your base pattern. So we all have different propensities to, you know, different weaknesses within our bodies and different strengths. So some people have a weakness in their digestion. Some people are prone to stress. Some people are born with innate sort of, we call it essence, but innate sort of health issues or deficiencies from their parents. So there's all these different patterns of disharmony that we can look at in the body. So what's really cool about Chinese medicine is we're able to assess you wherever you are and see sort of what's going on underneath the surface. So instead of having to wait for there to be a fully expressed disease, you can see sort of the progression as it goes and try and sort of move the body back towards homeostasis. And one of the things that I love about Chinese medicine is that we really do look at the mind and the body as one. We look at every environmental aspect as a part of the body and as a part of the factors. So it's really a beautiful, beautiful medicine.
And is it something, obviously these days I'm doing a lot of telemedicine, is this something that you need the person in front of you or can you do it virtually?
So a lot of practitioners are doing virtual treatments now. A lot of them will have you do some acupressure, which is great, but we can also do herbal consults over the phone, and that's really easy and really simple. So that's what I would recommend for most people. Chinese herbs are really different than most herbal traditions, as well as different than pharmaceuticals. It's not like a one-to-one correlation. So we look at herbs, again, we look at sort of the underlying pattern of disharmony, and then we put a whole formula together to support not only the symptoms that are going on, but the underlying disharmonies that are going on as well. And then we change those herbs based on how you're evolving and what's going on in your life as things change.
These herbs are fascinating, and we're going to get to those. But before, you've trained in China as well.
Mm-hmm. I trained in Harbin.
Where is that and how was that?
So Harbin is a city of about 12 million people that no one's ever heard of.
I've never heard of it.
It's the city of ice. It's right by Russia and Mongolia.
Oh.
So I studied at Heilongjiang University there, and my pinyin or my Chinese.
I was going to say, how's your Chinese?
Worst, horrific. I can't even pretend to try with the tones. My ears just do not get there. Maybe one day I'll hack myself enough to learn Chinese.
Nice.
But it was incredible. I studied at a hospital there for about a month and just got to see some unbelievable things in the stroke rehab center, gynecology. There was a pediatrics clinic, but really the neurology and the stroke rehab was just absolutely mind-blowing to see what these doctors were able to do. And it was also really cool to see the doctors, you know, there they use, in the hospital I was in at least, they would use Western medicine with the Chinese medicine. So, you know, herbs when appropriate, acupuncture regularly, but then also Western pharmaceuticals when called for. And I think that that's really one of the best ways to look at it.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about these herbs, because I've spent some time before the show looking at some of the products that you have and different websites. And I've become very familiar. Obviously, I'm very familiar with pharmaceuticals because of my industry. I've become very familiar with supplements, vitamins, minerals, which is what most people are familiar with as well. I can't even pronounce 99% of these. Now, I'm also familiar with homeopathy now too as well, which I think each of these different disciplines has certain applications. So I've even kind of learned a little bit more about that method. But Chinese herbs, it's still kind of out there. How are they different than like a B12 vitamin or, you know, melatonin? Like, is there a way to compare them? Like if someone says, you know, I take melatonin for sleep, would you say, well, instead of taking that, you should take this Chinese? Are there equivalents between vitamins and supplements and herbs, or are they different?
Sort of. So how do I explain this best? Vitamins and supplements are normally going to be associated with more like nutrient deficiencies. Maybe you're not absorbing things. Maybe your body's not, you know, like if you're not getting the circadian cycle going, you're not making enough melatonin. You might have a neurological condition, you're not making enough melatonin. So like sometimes you need vitamins and supplements for certain things.
So it's like an exogenous replacement of an endogenous function.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, or, you know, like so many people have the MTHFR mutation or all these other SNPs that are coming out. So with herbs, we're looking at the underlying, you know, patterns and sort of balancing them out. So one of the things that drew me to Chinese herbs as opposed to acupuncture, I mean, I do acupuncture and I love it, but I love Chinese herbs so much because it satiates the left and right side of my brain so beautifully, because it's, you know, we can find out the energetic actions of the herbs, which is very similar to homeopathy and like how the vibrational frequencies and sort of, you know, like if you sit with the herbs and get all woo-woo with it, like it's beautiful, it's magical. It's a part of, you know, how every culture in this world has evolved. But we can also look up the pharmacological actions of all of the Chinese herbs, because they are all studied pretty well at this point. So I think one of the best ways to explain herbs is, so with your listeners are often thinking about insomnia and sleep patterns. So an example with insomnia is, so there are different patterns that lead to insomnia. So one is like if you have sort of a digestive disharmony. So in Chinese medicine, we look at that as like the spleen and pancreas. So we might say you have spleen qi and heart qi deficiency. So your digestion's not functioning quite the way you want it to. Then that can lead to sort of like mental mastication at nighttime. So you get that monkey mind. You can't really fall asleep at night. So that's one sort of pattern that can lead to insomnia. Another one is liver qi stagnation. So with that, that's one of the most common things that you're going to hear acupuncturists ever say. You've got liver qi stagnation all the time because we're all stressed out.
I'm going to tell my wife that next time she pisses me off. I'm going to be like, you've got liver qi stagnation.
I'm sure that's going to make her really happy. But so that one is more like you're stressed out. You know, if you're a female, you might have menstrual issues, cramps. But then a lot of times with that pattern, you're going to see insomnia where you wake up between 1 and 3 in the morning. That's the liver time. So I'm sure you've heard of a lot of patients that those are the type of patients. Often you're going to see like red face. They get irritable. You know, we're in LA, so they're getting pissed off at all the drivers like me who doesn't know how to drive. And then, you know, then there's also in Chinese medicine, there's like kidney yin deficiency. So it's like sort of a deficiency heat rising up and sort of agitating. So you're sort of up at night. You can't get a restful sleep. So we sort of look at these underlying disharmonies and then we look to balance those out through the Chinese herbs. So we'll look. So say you have a spleen qi deficiency and you have the monkey mind at night. One of the classical formulas for that is Guipitong. And that formula sort of enhances digestive function. So like we can look at all the herbs and realistically now we can look up how does it affect the gut? How does it affect the bacterial content in the gut? How does it affect the vagus nerve? But then it also has, you know, anxiolytic qualities in a lot of the herbs. So it's really cool, but it's the best results are going to be once you're able to figure out which pattern you fall into.
Are there like contraindications? Like let's say someone's taking like ashwagandha or something like for cortisol response. Are they synergistic with vitamins and supplements or should you take them separately?
Normally it's fine to take them with vitamins and supplements. I take mine with all my vitamins and supplements.
And they're not replacements for that.
They're not replacements.
Just a totally different kind of mechanism of action, I guess.
Different mechanism of action for the most part. You know, like some herbs might have some vitamins in them, some minerals in them. We use the spagyric, you know, Radical Roots has the spagyric alchemical extraction techniques, which is crazy, and has all of the vitamins and minerals from the plants are actually extracted and put into the products, which I don't know any other company that does that. So that's pretty cool. But for the most part, it's complementary, but it's different.
Got it. So you mentioned your son a little bit earlier, and we've talked about him before as well, and you've been pretty public with his special needs and challenges. I want people to kind of understand a little bit more about him and what's going on. He is very unique from what I've learned in many good ways. And then I also want to know about what you've done to help him. So maybe we can start with those two.
I could talk about Remy all day. So my son Remy is 6, and when he was 2.5, he was diagnosed with STXBP1. So you know you are in a shit show when your child is diagnosed with a genetic disorder that's just named after the gene that's mutated. I kept myself from cursing there, so I'm pretty proud. So STXBP1 is a mutation in the syntaxin binding protein. So basically that protein helps neurons communicate at the most basic level. So despite that, everything in Remy is pretty much physically perfect. His neurons don't communicate. So everything about Remy is impaired as a result. So he's nonverbal and non-ambulatory, though he's starting to walk independently, which is blowing my mind and so incredible. He has like ataxia, apraxia, epilepsy. I mean, really, he's got the full gamut, but he's also just the sweetest human being. I mean, I could not be more inspired by this child. I watch him every day fight so hard for every single inch. And he's just the happiest kid. Like, I'm like, you can't even do like, I mean, it's just, it blows my mind to see him fight so hard and just be so loving and so patient and so kind. And he's totally my hero.
It puts things into perspective when you see it from that point of view, from someone who can't even, you know, lift a cup of water to their mouth, right?
Yeah.
And we take so many things for granted on a day-to-day basis. I know I try to be more grateful of even the most simplest things. I can tell you personally, and I don't think you know, and I haven't really talked a lot about it, but I lost my dad 2 months ago.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you know, yeah, it's been terrible. I've talked before that he was in an Alzheimer's facility, and his condition declined. And ultimately, they had a coronavirus outbreak at the facility. He got infected, and a week later, he was gone. I never got to see him at the hospital. They only let me do FaceTimes with him. Now, I saw him on a FaceTime, and he was on like 40 liters per minute of oxygen, and he's gasping for air. And for me, I mean, gratitude came at that point where I just was able to say, I can still take a breath of air. And this guy is, you know, degrading and declining, you know, day by day, and ultimately gone. But yeah, when you start to deal with someone who is coming from that condition, it really changes your perspective. And you know, things have changed a lot. Obviously, it's a life-changing event. And I've also lost a niece that had a very rare genetic disorder. She made it to 5. And that was a couple of years ago, during Christmas time. You know, she was gone, and we had to go bury her in a cemetery in Wisconsin. So yeah. Kudos to you for being a strong mom and getting this child all the support and watching him, you know, flourish as much as possible. So tell me a little bit about what you've done to help him, the challenges he's had, and how you've been able to, you know, hack him to better health.
We've done a lot of hacking before I even knew what biohacking was. But yeah, well, first, I'm just really sorry about your dad. That's just the most, you know, deaths during COVID in that way is just absolutely heartbreaking. And it's, you know, so many people have gone through it. And it's, I'm just really sorry. But yeah, with Remy, you know, first, one of the things that I really realized when we were sort of in, I call it in the shit, when he finally got his diagnosis and we're trying to figure it out. And I was just a mess. You know, I'm a single mom. I've got a whole lot of things going on. And I just realized that the most important thing that I could do for Remy was to be as happy as I could be. So, you know, first it really starts with hacking yourself, because you can't take care of anybody else otherwise. And that's been really hard to do, because it's really hard not to pour every single thing into this cute, cute child. But being able to take care of myself and being the best mom that I can be and being the happiest version that I can be for him is really the most important thing that I can recommend for any caregiver, because it's, being a caregiver is a really challenging job.
Yeah.
But so Remy's epilepsy is the bane of my existence. He doesn't have seizures that often, but when he does, he has clusters, and he just came out of one. He has not responded well to pharmaceuticals. So that's why I started Radical Roots, was so that I could make him his own formula, which is the Remy's Revenge formula. I also have like a neurohacking support website, because so many people kept emailing me and I was like, here are the books, just go to remysrevenge.com.
Nice.
But so I made him his own formula, which has helped tremendously with him. And it actually helped him start sleeping for the first time in his life.
Yeah.
Also very important for me.
For two people, for him and for you.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you start going crazy after a couple of years of legitimately never having slept through the night. But we also, so we've been to the Family Hope Center in Philly. They do like a Doman sort of program.
What is that?
So it's a neuro rehab program where they assess you and see where the imbalances are in your brain and where the deficiencies are in the brain. So the brain develops from the bottom up and forward. But a lot of that has to do with movement. A lot of it has to do with oxygen. So, you know, when children are doing the army crawl, that's really affecting the pons and the midbrain. Then once they get into creeping and crawling and that bilateral, then you're getting into the corpus callosum. Like, all of those things are really important building blocks so that you can get that lower brain activity, get the lower brain strengthened, so that you can then ultimately move forward into your frontal cortex and real cognitive thought and engagement. So that's what they, so they had Remy army crawling and crawling. They have him do oxygen therapy with these reflex bags, which I won't get into, but they're pretty interesting. They work a lot on diet, which I was already all over at that point, but he's on a modified keto diet, supplements, obviously. So we've gone there. I've worked with Dr. Malello, who does the brain balance program. He's great. He looks at the different hemispheres and how they're developing differently in a lot of children with neurodevelopmental disorders, which is obviously an epidemic now. I think 1 out of 5 children, I believe, has ADD. 1 out of 10 has ADHD. I think 1 out of 18 kids in America has a disability. Autism, last I saw, was at 1 out of 52 in boys in our country.
Yeah.
So there's clearly a multitude of things that are affecting our children's development. And so Malello has a great program with that. And then I also take Remy to a neurohacking doctor in Ecuador. So there's a doctor, Dr. Roberto Tamayo, and he's a Cuban neurologist who studied in Russia.
Wow. And he lives in Ecuador.
And he lives in Guayaquil.
Wow.
And he treats a lot of families from South and Central America, children and adults with neurological disorders and a lot of epilepsy. So I found out about it when Remy got diagnosed. So he was turning 3, I think. A friend of a friend put me in touch with a friend of a friend. And they were like, well, this is going on. Basically, there's no information you can get.
Yeah.
You go down there for a month. You go and get your kid. You know, they do a brain map and they tell you whether or not they can even treat them. And then if they treat them, then you're staying there for a month and doing treatments.
Yeah.
So we've gone there for 6 different treatments. So we've gone for 6 months, and Remy is now 50 pounds and still non-ambulatory. So it's quite a workout.
Yeah.
But it's cool. So we do hyperbaric oxygen. So he does like brainwave balancing.
I was going to say, yeah, what's his protocol?
Yeah. So he does brainwave balancing. So Remy was like 76% delta when we got there.
Wow.
So he's like literally in transcendental meditation, which if you see seizure kids, I don't know if did you say niece?
It was a different condition, yeah.
But if kids who have seizure disorders, you can tell they're sort of, you know, there's that haze there where they're not completely connected to this world.
Yeah.
So Remy was literally 76% delta while he was awake. So he was in transcendental meditation.
Yeah.
And then his electrical output was really high, which was something that I would see every night when he'd sleep. He would sweat, have a whole ring of sweat around his head. And that's really common with children with neurodevelopmental disorders also. So we do a hyperbaric. Every time we're there, we do 20 dives. And then after the hyperbaric, so we switch it up each time a little bit based on what the brain map was when we left. But one of the things was he would do low-level laser on the bottom of the foot to bring down the electrical current throughout the body, which was interesting.
Okay.
We do ozone baths, which I always jump in. And then every now and then one of the nurses walks in and she's like, oh, which I think is really funny. But I'm like, I'm going in the ozone
might as well.
Sauna. Like, yeah. I'm paying for this. I'm in Ecuador. They do alpha brainwave stimulation, which I also think was one of his smarter things, is because the alpha brainwave stimulation is like a little phone booth. So the parents are in there with the kids too. So I'm like, you're totally doing this to keep the parents from losing their mind while we're down here. They have something they call cellular massage.
Okay.
Which is unclear quite what it is, because nobody, like, whenever I ask for more information, they're like, cellular massage. And I'm like, that's not a thing.
Don't you know?
I think it's PEMF, but it's unclear. Because they're Russian devices that the doctor has, like, modified himself. And then my Spanish is pretty bad. I mean, it's passable but in terms of medical Spanish, it's negligible. So, but it's been amazing. I mean, Remy's doing great. It's not the be-all, end-all. It's, you know, but it's been unbelievable. I've met families whose children have gone from like 150 seizures a day to like 3 a week. I've met families whose kids started talking when they were like 15. You know, all sorts of really remarkable stories of things that like most people would consider impossible.
Yeah. Like what would doctors here in the States say? They were just like, here, take this medication. Is there a medication that's available for this?
No, they just address the symptoms. So for Remy, you know, most of the children with Remy's disorder, they're on multiple seizure meds because it's intractable seizure for most of them. So they're on multiple meds. So they're even more zoned out. The seizure meds literally work to like dull neurocommunication, which mm-hmm. is exactly the opposite of what I want to do for my son. CBD has been, you know, there's more and more research coming out on that for epilepsy. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see it lean a little bit more heavily towards including a little bit more THC. So I'm hoping more products come out with that, because the THC actually binds to the CB1 receptors in the brain and is able to help with epilepsy more. But that's going to take some time. We live in Colorado now, so that's access for us. And we're playing around with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they pretty much, you know, if the kids seem to be anxious, they just give them anti-anxiety meds or...
Did they even mention the keto diet? Because that was one of the first reasons it was developed. Was
exactly, yeah. Some of the kids are on keto, but a lot of them are on really dirty keto.
Mm.
If they're on keto.
Bacon-wrapped McDonald's.
Bacon-wrapped McDonald's or like... Yeah, just gross. I don't know. I'm like, it's just so inflammatory.
Yeah.
Just eating dairy all day. But yeah, some kids are on keto and it does great. I love the keto diet for epilepsy. But yeah, really, Western medicine has nothing. I mean, I go to neurologists and specialists all over and they're like, So what medications would you like to try?
Yeah.
You know, and that's it. And Remy hasn't responded well, and I'm not particularly, I mean, I'd try more meds with him, but it hasn't had a good response before. And if anything, it's increased his seizures. So
have you tried the Alpha Stim on him? Do you have one of those?
No, I've been wanting to get one.
Yeah.
As I was telling you, I just rented the biocharger. So I've been running that on Alpha, but I've been wanting to get the Alpha Stim. I tried it at the conference.
Yeah,
that we
were have a couple of them. We'll have to play with it afterwards. Yeah, it might be good because if he's in high delta all the time, we want to get him maybe into some like some beta and alpha.
Yeah. Well, now his delta is where it's supposed to be. So he's like pretty much, so apparently for children, according to this doctor, I don't quite know, who studied under, I think there's a neurologist, Luria, in Russia, who's apparently very famous and very innovative with all of this. But so according to this doctor, children are supposed to be at like 30 delta, 30 theta, 30 alpha, and then sort of like bits of beta, beta 1 and beta 2 and gamma. But one thing with Remy that I'm interested in, which you'll probably find fun, is so there's been so much research recently on using gamma brain waves in order to break up Alzheimer's plaques.
Mm.
So with Remy, he has it's a protein issue. So it's a specific protein that not only does he not make enough, but they don't fold properly.
Right.
So then they're not able to be reused. So I got a NanoV.
I was going to say, that's the NanoV right there. Okay.
But I might have to upgrade it to the top level because getting Remy to sit still that thing is kind of annoying.
Yeah, either it's 15, 30, or 45 minutes, I think.
Yeah, I got the 30-minute one being like, it's fine.
Yeah.
But he's just like, why are you shooting air in my face? Like, I want to go and read a book. Sometimes I do it on him while he's sleeping.
Yeah.
So that's a good way to bypass it.
That's amazing that there's these technologies out there. I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Pompa. Have you seen his stuff?
So his name sounds sort of familiar.
He does a lot of fasting and cellular healing, I think is his name of his show. So last year, one of his sons, I think he was like 21 years old, jumped off of a cliff to jump into the ocean, but landed on some rocks, broke his back. And he documented the whole thing online where they kind of hacked him back to health. The two things they took was NanoV and a PEMF to the hospital to start the recovery. And then they were doing obviously all these IVs and ozone therapies and glutathione, all these different things. But his son made a full recovery like in 3 months. And they were like, yeah, he might not even walk ever again.
Oh, it's insane. I mean, the body has such healing potential. It's just a matter of finding the right ways and tapping into it. I've been like super nerding out on all the Dispenza stuff recently.
I'm
like,
yep.
So much trouble, but it's so fun.
Yeah, I just did a show about, you know, awareness and meditation, mindfulness, breath work. Are you doing any of that? Obviously not with him. He might not be doing Wim Hof breathing, but what about for you? Are you incorporating that in your day-to-day?
I haven't done Wim Hof yet. I at the beginning of COVID, I like started downloading it and I was like, I can't. I need to do it at one of these points. I've been doing more of the Dispenza meditations. I have the NanoV, so I do that most of the time.
Yep.
Whenever I'm in my doctorate classes, which is like, you know, it's on Zoom like everything else in the world right now. But so I'm always sitting on my bio mat with my NanoV like popping in the corner of the screen. I'm like, it's okay. Don't worry. Nothing's going on.
You're the weirdo on the Zoom there.
Oh, yeah. Although apparently somebody told me that there was somebody in a hyperbaric on the class in one of the classes.
That would
and I was like,
me.
I need to meet this person because we're going to be friends.
That's awesome. I guess you could do kind of geek out with all this tech because you're at home. You really wouldn't want to haul that to like an actual university setting. You know? So it's kind of cool. You can do it from home.
Yeah.
I know I've got my desk hacked. I've got grounding pads and red lights and blue blocking glasses and, you know, aromatherapy and sublingual sprays and things like that. So I'll play with whatever I can to keep the environment as healthy as possible. I mean, air ionizers and filters and all these things. So it's a lot of fun. We can geek out all day long about all these different toys.
Well, one thing that's interesting is, especially for epilepsy, a lot of even Western neurologists will recommend grounding. So I found that really fun that I couldn't believe it when someone of Remy's like NYU neurologist was like, does he have a grounding pad on his bed? And I was like, actually, yes.
That's amazing that they actually recommended that because I know I could talk to a lot of doctors here and they're like, you know, the stuff I tell them, they're like, what are you talking about? What is this like voodoo science you're speaking of? But that's amazing.
Yeah. Imagine playing with Chinese herbs and being like, look, this is what you should do. And they're like, this is just random twigs.
So speaking of Chinese herbs again, and that got me excited, what would be, are there some common ones that people would know about or have used in the past? Or are they all just these crazy obscure names that nobody's ever heard of? Is like ginkgo or ginseng?
Both are Chinese herbs. Yeah, ginkgo, ginseng. I mean, even like ginger, mint, cardamom, salvia. I know them all in Chinese, so I only know some.
Translate for me. Yeah.
Or you could say them in Chinese. In but salvia, which is like a big heart, which I think is hawthorn. Maybe not. I don't know. But patchouli is definitely a Chinese herb. I use that in a couple of my formulas. Let's think. Reishi, obviously. Yeah, a bunch of different mushrooms.
Wow. So people have been consuming them or using them, maybe just not aware of the specific properties.
Totally.
That they're using it for.
Well, my first business was a nonprofit sliding scale Chinese herb clinic in sort of like the hood in Denver. And it was so funny because people would walk in and they'd be like, damn, that's a lot of weed. And we'd be like, no, it's not weed. Which is funny because now I have a CBD company. But then we talked to them about Chinese herbs and we'd be like, look, you know, like, didn't your grandma ever give you ginger for a stomach ache or like whatever? And like, that's one thing that's like so beautiful about herbalism is that literally every culture in the world has their version of it. So it really translates so beautifully. And I think people, once they understand how safe and effective it is, they see the potential of really, you know, helping you live the most vibrant life that you can without risk of significant side effects.
Yeah, toxicities and side effects and all that. If I wanted to get my hands on some of these herbs, what comes to mind is like that, I remember the movie Gremlins, when they go in there and they got that guy smoking the pipe and it's is like this old rickety shop. Are there places, like could I go to Chinatown here in LA? Do they and just scoop it up by the pound and speak with someone there? What's the best way to procure these?
So you can go and get herbs and play around with them. Like one of the things I would recommend is taste them. You know, you can boil them, taste them.
They make like a tea or an elixir or something like that.
Make them into like a tea, yeah. So traditionally we'll get the raw, if we're making raw herbs, we'll get, you know, a formula. We boil it in water for about 20 minutes. There are different ways to do it depending on the practitioner or what you're doing. But like that's a typical way to do it. And then you drink it, you know, about a half a cup a couple times a day. But, you know, again, the formulas in Chinese medicine are really the way to go instead of doing like the one herb, one issue. Like, so
it's like a full spectrum of you want to get
exactly.
That effect.
You want, you know, it's the synergistic effect of how the herbs are working together. So like Dongui is an herb that we use a ton in Chinese herbs. And that's an herb that's pretty popular for female issues. And like women will take just supplements of just Dongui. But in Chinese medicine, like Dongui is hard on the digestion. Dongui just addresses a couple of different things. And it's a beautiful, really effective herb. But if we put that in a formula with other herbs that are going to help move the blood and help, you know, help boost the qi and, you know, mitigate any of the toxic effects or help support the digestion while you're doing it, then it's going to be so much more effective and it's a lot safer that way also.
Yeah.
So back to how you get it. So you can go to Chinatown. You can totally play around with the herbs. It's really fun. One of my favorite things is to go there and pick out herbs by sight and say them in Chinese. And the people, the shop owners are always very confused. But you can also just work with, you know, most acupuncturists are also trained in Chinese herbology. So if you work with an herbalist, you can, you know, get a formula that's perfectly tailored to you. So we literally will write the formula for you. And it's not, that formula might change next week. Like, so for COVID, like we change the formula every 2 or 3 days.
How do you know how to change it? Is it just based off the symptoms?
Based on what's going on with the patient. And what's so cool about Chinese medicine is we literally take everything into consideration. Like in LA, you're going to have different symptoms of COVID based according to Chinese medicine and how your bodies are going to react than somebody who's in Seattle, which is a much more damp climate. So we're looking at all of that. We're looking at even like your past trauma. Like it's pretty incredible how we really synthesize the information.
Wow, that's so cool. I think I can take it back that I've been looking at hair loss. There's a Chinese herb called, was it Fo Ti? Is that right?
He Shou Wu, yeah.
Yeah.
It's in the anti-aging one right there.
I am going to rub it all over my head.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I haven't tried it yet. My experience, again, with Chinese herbs has been very limited, but you know, I've done Ayurvedic, I've done homeopathy, I've done, you know, a whole bunch of supplements. I mean, I've got a bag that weighs like 10 pounds that I walk around with every day. So this is one of the next frontiers that I'm excited to get more into.
It's really, I mean, honestly, I couldn't feel more fortunate to have, you know, I was brought to this field through a passion for public health after developing leishmaniasis when I was a kid and realizing that I was one of the first cases that came out of Costa Rica with leishmaniasis and started thinking about the interplay of like how we're interacting with the environment and how that's causing the spread of diseases. And I sort of just stumbled into Chinese medicine because it really just seemed to address the underlying issues that people were dealing with. And every day I am more and more amazed and in love with this medicine. It's really just so brilliant. And it's the only medicine that I know of, the only medical tradition that's been around for close to 3,000 years and has 3,000 years of continual text in language that we can understand, that we can go back and like look through. So, you know, again, like with COVID, it is a pandemic out of China. Like, we have historical checks for the past 3,000 years of how Chinese medical practitioners have treated pandemics also out of China. So it's really just beautiful. It's really unique and able to evolve and really able to be personally tailored for people. So it's amazing.
And how does it interact with, like you mentioned, acupuncturists are generally trained in Chinese medicine as well. How do they interact together? Is it all about the kind of the energy and those, like, you know, small intestine one and all those different acupuncture points? Is that how they're connected?
So Chinese medicine as a whole is, I think it's like 5 or 6 different things. So Chinese herbs are sort of the foundation of Chinese medicine. So that's kind of internal medicine. Acupuncture is the most commonly used in America, I'm sure. And that's more working on the physical body, although it's really amazing for releasing trauma also. It's incredible to see trauma released on patients when you're using needles.
I need some of that.
Yeah. It's really fun. If you don't get acupuncture regularly, I'll give you a referral out here. And then there's Qigong. There's diet nutritional therapy. Tui Na is like Chinese medicinal massage. And if you go to China, the Tui Na doctors like legit have 5 to 7 year doctorate degrees in medicinal massage. Like, these guys can do more with their hands than like I can do with a needle.
It's not the kind like you see at the mall in those kiosks when you walk by and then you sit in those chairs and they're rubbing your back for...
Probably not, no.
Is it like, you know, I've seen in the traditional sense, like when I go to these, like the Chinese massage places where they've got that foot with a map.
The reflexology?
And they're just digging into like one little corner of my foot, making me cry. Is that kind of...
A little bit, yeah. So we, in Chinese medicine, we also look at microsystems of the body, which I should teach you about the tongue also, since you're a dentist. I mean, I'm sure you nerdy teeth stuff, but like, so we'll look at the ear a lot of the time. And from the ear is like a little microsystem. So we can sort of see the body and what's going on in there. So if you have like inflammation in the middle of your ear, that's probably, you know, lungs or, you know, stomach, intestines. If it's, you know, if you have like a crease on the bottom of your ear, often that correlates to heart disease, but that's also the brain area, is the earlobe.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool that we can see these little things, but the foot is also sort of a microsystem, so they can do that. But yeah, it's the massage in China, the traditional Tui Na at the hospitals is, you know, it's definitely a no pain, no gain type of thing, but it's impressive and it's brilliant.
Yeah, it's not one of those Burke Williams Day at the Spa thing. This is like legit medical treatment.
Yeah, it's great. But I am a huge fan of the quasi daji Tui Na places all over the place. In New York and Brooklyn, they had them everywhere. And I just go in, it's like $40. You get like an hour massage and it's, you know, it's not a doctor trained in China, but it's traditional Tui Na massage and it's a little more aggressive than like regular massage. But I think it's my favorite.
Yeah, I wonder what they're going to do right now with this whole shutdown epidemic.
Yeah, probably not happening right now.
This is unfortunate because there's a lot of things that people could be benefiting from all of this stress and anxiety and uncertainty, yet those outlets aren't available.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I guess, what would you say or recommend or do to help kind of cope or navigate during these times?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, it goes back to self-care and just being really diligent about that. But obviously, you know, there are a ton of supplements that are great. But I think meditating, getting outside, breathing fresh air, socially distanced, going on hikes, going to the ocean for you, going to the mountains for me. I know it's been saving my life. CBD has been shown to really help with not only modulating the immune system and some really interesting research about it modulating cytokine storms, but also like very significant anxiolytic effects, as well as helping with stress and anxiety and just calming the body and sort of bringing it back to homeostasis. I wrote a whole blog on this. I'm like, what did I do? But yeah, I think, you know, when I go to Ecuador, well, A, being a special needs parent is pretty much just quarantine all the time. Yeah. Like, you just don't get to actually, like, engage with people nearly as much as the rest of society. So you're under, like, a much higher level of stress day to day. But then when we go to Ecuador, it's really, like, an intense month every time. So every time I go there, I'm really like, okay, so things are hard. And I could either drink that extra glass of wine and, like, just, like, you know, just make it through this month. Or I can just set my mindset to, like, all right, so then I'm going to meditate for 20 minutes a day. And I'm going to do 10 minutes of yoga. And I'm going to, you know, make sure that I read something for, you know, 20, 30 minutes a day. But, you know, one of my things that I always tell my patients is that something's better than nothing. You know, as long as you're moving in the right direction, every little step counts. And, you know, it's also important to give yourself the grace that, like, if you are not doing things perfectly, or if you're having one of those days where you just want that extra glass of wine, or, like, you want to smash a cup, then, like, do it. It's okay. You can buy another one.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because when you look at this crowd that we hang out with these, you know, biohacking people, they get very militaristic about their routines. And, oh my God, if you have a bite of bread, you know, you're going to explode. Or, but then you got to have that leeway. Otherwise, you're just going to go crazy.
Well, there's life, you know, like, I wish I could spend 2 hours a day doing these things, but I can't, you know, like, we've got to find the middle, you know, and it comes back to Chinese medicine and Taoism, the middle way, you know, like, you've got to find the way that works for you, which is normally somewhere in the middle, like, do what feels good. But to me, I'm just not somebody who can really go to extremes on anything. Just, I'm not very regimented.
Yeah, I'm not that disciplined. I do some things extremes. I mean, I've got an ice plunge, which we may have to jump into later.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
But, you know, having mega dose IVs with lasers, and I've just seen so many crazy things out there. And I think you just have to take some of this with a grain of salt and stick to the fundamentals. Because a lot of people say, well, a lot of these things are expensive. And obviously, you know, some of these things we've talked about, you know, in the tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
But, you know, ultimately, they may not be, you know, super necessary life changing. They're supplemental. They're adjunctive. You know, like you said, one of the things I did a couple weeks ago is I went to Sequoia, and man, up at like 6,000-7,000 feet elevation, breathing fresh air, these trees, just walking around. I mean, I was so charged. Like, I didn't want to come back. I go, oh my God, this is like, I wanted to bottle up that air. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, come to Colorado.
I know. I do need to go to Colorado. I haven't been there yet. So I do need to check it out.
I agree with that completely. I would always get frustrated listening to all the podcasts and whatnot. And I'd be like, cool, well, that would be great if I could, like, spend 2 weeks on a ranch and, like, do ayahuasca and lie on a fucking crystal mat. Oh, sorry, I cursed. But, you know, that's just not my life. It's never going to be my life. And, like, I need to be able to find, you know, whatever semblance of zen that I can in everything that I'm doing. And, like, finally, you know, and a lot of it comes back to gratitude. Because there's so much beauty in this world. But yeah, I think that nature is the best biohack. I mean, I think Chinese herbs are the best biohack, but I think nature is pretty close. Well, I mean, that is nature's biohack, is Chinese herbs.
Yeah, just a little bit more concentrated, I guess,
yeah,
right?
Just a little bumped up.
A little bumped up. So we touched on this a little bit earlier, but I wanted to talk about sleep a little bit more. It's obviously, the show is called Best Night Ever. So I'm always looking for ways to optimize sleep. And I always tell people your best night starts the morning you wake up, and your best morning starts the night before. So what are some ways that you found to help your sleep, whether it's, you know, supplementation, routines, anything, or for people listening, what could you tell them to help them?
Well, I definitely think, I mean, the cool dark room is absolutely essential. The blue light blocking glasses have changed my life because I am on my, you know, like, I work for myself. I work at home. I have my son full time. So, you know, I'm on my phone all of the time,
yeah,
unfortunately. So the blue light blockers really, really help. Melatonin, first of all, is the best hack for children that there ever was. I never understand why there are parents on planes with children freaking out when you could just give them like 0.5 milligrams of melatonin, which also helps with neurodetoxification at nighttime also.
Well, it's also a potent antioxidant too, which people don't understand. I was just talking to a naturopath friend of mine. She's like, yeah, I give people 20 milligrams of melatonin during the day. Wow. And I'm like, and she's like, yeah, they don't get tired, but they detox. Yeah. Or they have, she's dealing with people with like stage 4 cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard of using melatonin for cancer. That's interesting.
And it was unbelievable. So, Okay, I like melatonin. Is there a Chinese herb equivalent of melatonin?
No. So one of the most common Chinese herbal formulas prescribed for insomnia is, well, there's guaipitong, which is the digestion one, where you have like that monkey mind can't fall asleep. The other one is Xuanzao Rentong. So those are both really commonly prescribed.
Sounds like what I ordered last week at the Chinese restaurant.
But so, you know, what I did for my formulations, we have rest and relax, which I looked at those three different main patterns that I talked about earlier and sort of took herbs that were going to support each of those patterns. So it's sort of going to help with all of those things. And then that formula is combined with really high quality, complete spectrum hemp that's biodynamically grown in the most psychotic of ways with like spring water brought down by the farmer and all of the goodness. So that's, I use that a lot. That gets me in like crazy deep sleep. But my REM, I think I've been, so I've got an Oura Ring too. My REM has been really low. So I've been trying to figure out how to hack that. I might need your help.
It's funny because everyone reaches out to me who has an Oura Ring. They go, either my REM is off the charts, my deep sleep is terrible, or it's the other way around. And everyone's looking for that balance. Or they're looking to, I need to get X hours of this and X hours of that, 2 hours here. I'm like, it's a balance thing, you know. You want to have good amounts, and there are ways we can hack REM sleep and deep sleep. So we'll have to. I'll give you some tips and tricks later. I guess let's talk a little bit. We're getting close to the end of the show, but we mentioned CBD before. I haven't really done a show on CBD specifically, but for people, obviously, if you haven't heard of CBD, you're living under a rock. But some people still don't understand quite the concept of it, of, you know, is it weed? Am I going to get busted? Is it going to get me high? You know, full spectrum, broad spectrum, biodynamic. Now you brought up biodynamic and spring water and all that. So what's kind of the quick and dirty on CBD?
So CBD is actually from the hemp plant and not marijuana plant. So they're both cannabis plants, but they're slightly different. So hemp has very trace amounts of THC. So for hemp and CBD products to be legal in America,
0.3%.
It has to be less than 0.3%. So you're not going to get high from it unless, I don't know. Some people sometimes say they get high from it. I don't know if that's true or if maybe they have a different...
Or maybe some placebo, maybe? I don't know.
It could be some placebo. It could be maybe they detoxify it differently or process it differently, and who knows? What's interesting is I've seen and I've read a couple studies and articles about how we've created sort of a cannabinoid deficiency in our society by taking hemp out of the food, which is interesting. So we've discovered the endocannabinoid system, I believe in the 80s. And so it's a system of receptors that are throughout our brain and body that cannabinoids bind to. So CBD, how it works is we have these endogenous endocannabinoids, anandamide and this other one, 2-AG. I forget what the long technical term is. But CBD sort of blocks those receptors so that we have more anandamide. So anandamide, I'm sure you've heard of, is known as sort of the bliss chemical, the bliss molecule.
I've heard of DMT.
Well, DMT also, yeah. Different. Yeah.
Speaking of ayahuasca trips and stuff.
I know. One of these days I'm going to do it. But so anandamide sort of like keeps you happy. It helps with inflammation. But basically the endocannabinoid system works by sort of balancing your entire system and sort of keeping things in homeostasis. And there's more and more research coming out because it finally got legalized. And really the research is just absolutely astounding. I mean, to me, it blows my mind. One of the things I think is so cool from like a nerdy neurological standpoint is it potentiates Acromantia monophilia, like a specific gut bacteria, which I'm sure I'm saying wrong also. But that's a really interesting bacteria that helps with MS and epilepsy. It regulates the vagus nerve, which is really, really cool. It helps with the immune system. So it helps with GI autoimmune disorders. It helps with stress, anxiety, obviously. It really just is a phenomenal chemical. And when you have it as a complete spectrum plant, so sort of how we were looking at how we were saying with herbs, you want the whole herb, you know, so you
not
don't,
just like ex-
you
extract.
Just don't want, yeah, you don't want the chemical extract. And we see that more and more in research studies, and it's shown a lot with CBD. It's also been shown with Qinghao is a Chinese herb that called artemisinin, which is what we made for artemisinin is like a pharmacological drug for malaria. And they did a research study, you know, comparing the two, and it showed that the herb was better than the chemical constituent. But so with CBD, we want the whole plant. You know, there are, I think there are 116 different cannabinoids. So CBD and THC are the most well understood ones and the ones that are most commonly studied. But there are 116
other ones. Yeah,
there's
like CBG and CBN.
CBN, there's tons of them. And then it's also a really mineral-rich plant, which I found really interesting. And that's why we ended up going with spagyric extraction, because that's the only extraction technique that is able to maintain the minerals in the final product.
And speaking of extraction, is there what, there's like a ethanol or CO2 or something like that? Or and this is a third way, or this is one of those ways?
This is different. So there's ethanol, there's CO2. Both can be done very well and have a good rate of return on your cannabinoids. And they're typically really clean if they're done well. So spagyric is an ancient alchemical extraction. I have this crazy, brilliant physicist chemist who lives in the mountains of Colorado. And basically, they tincture the hemp and the herbs together. And then they take the plant matter and they burn it for 8 hours.
Wow, that sounds like some like shamanic ritualistic
it's
stuff here.
It's unbelievable. It's so cool, again, because it totally, it's like that left and right brain. Because it's like in, so they burn it, they reconstitute the minerals and the vitamins from the ashes. It comes into this like beautiful crystalline situation. And then so the tincture is said to be the spirit. So that's the alcohol. And then the ashes and the minerals, that's the body. So then when you recombine them, it's like, you know, it's this spiritual woo-woo whatever. But there's actual like a very important alchemical, you know, reaction that goes on, which is really, really cool to see in the processing.
Wow. I mean, that sounds kind of like this like Rudolf Steiner kind of biodynamic, energetic type stuff. And sounds a little bit like homeopathy as well, too, where they're yeah. where they're extracting these essences out of it.
Totally.
Man, I'm excited.
It's weird, weird goodness, but
very
I've gone
cool.
down the rabbit hole.
No, that's cool. I think people are going to be, you know, I'm fascinated by this stuff as well, too. So we got to get close to wrapping up the show. I mean, we could probably go down all kinds of rabbit holes of all these different things. But I guess for you, you're busy with the company and your practice and your son. What's on the horizon for you in terms of next things going on?
Oh, you know, I have two main goals as of right now. One is to help spread the wisdom of Chinese medicine. As I said before, I stand on the backs of literally thousands and thousands of practitioners over thousands of years. And I really think that it's a medical tradition that needs to get out to more people. And other than that, I also really want to do everything that I can to empower the special needs community and people with neurological disorders, whether it's neurodevelopmental or neurodegenerative. There really is so much hope and there's so much that we can do. And you know, I just want to help spread that awareness and help empower people to live the best life that they can.
Yeah,
so
I love it. I mean, those are two great noble causes. And you know, whatever I can do to support you, I'm happy to do as well. And if people want to learn more about all these yummy, goody opening products of yours, where can they go to check it out?
So the products are at radicalrootsherbs.com, and I will give you a coupon code for your peoples.
Cool.
And then I have, as I mentioned, I have the resource website that's remysrevenge.com, and I will be launching a podcast on there soon.
Right.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun and lots of nerdy goodness.
I love nerdy goodness, and I will get the code. We'll mention it in the intro later, and then I'll also mention it at the end of the show as well, too, for people who are interested in getting some of these goodies. So, Chloe, this has been a blast.
Well, thank you. It's been a lot of fun. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well, too. And folks, thank you for listening. Stay tuned for some more great shows. And Chloe, thank you so much again, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good.
Well, we made it to the end once again. What did you think about this episode? Is Chloe awesome or what? Just in case you missed the promo code, it's best night ever. It's all one word. And that will get you 20% off your first order on her website, radicalrootsherbs.com, where you'll discover her magical blend of ancient and potent Chinese herbs mixed with full spectrum hemp. P.S. She also has Chinese herb formulations available without hemp as well, if you are not into that kind of thing. I encourage you to check out her website. She's got oils, capsules, topicals, and nootropics, which I've been using and loving more and more. Again, her website is radicalrootsherbs.com and use code BESTNIGHTEVER for 20% off your first order. As always, if you want to learn more about me, you can find me on my Instagram at sleepbiohacker. That's where I share all my different tips, tricks, gadgets, tonics, herbs, supplements, and technology. Or you can visit my website, sleepbiohacker.com, if you want to get in touch with me. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks again for making it all the way to the end. I hope you have the best night ever, and see you all next time.
This broadcast is for informational purposes only. Statements and views expressed in this show are not medical advice. The show, including Dr. Jay Krasandy, the co-host, guest, and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of any information contained herein. Opinions of the guests are their own. We do not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests, nor do we make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. If you think you have a medical problem, please consult a licensed physician.